Are you standing at a crossroad in life, being called to express yourself in a new way? You could ignore the nudging, or you could answer the call and change the trajectory of your life. Hi, I'm Mary Jo Rathke, life transition coach and host of the Creative Directions for Living podcast. I invite you to join me on a journey to explore your potential for expression and step onto a path filled with purpose and possibility. This is Mary Jo Rathke and Sloan, and today we are going to be talking about the new business paradigm, or if you want, what transformation is really all about and how that relates to your business and your life. And so Sloan, first I want to introduce you, but before that, I want to just kind of set up a little bit about, you know, the idea that when you really start to transform your life, you need to go through a period of messiness, and that, and that chaos is actually a precursor to real transformation. Nice. And so with that tease about what we're going to be talking about, I want to introduce Sloan, who is a core beliefs consultant. And she wasn't always a core beliefs consultant. She's actually a former business attorney. And she, you know, just a few years ago had successfully scaled her boutique law firm in Santa Monica to over 400 happy clients while working 1,000 hours per year, traveling the world. We're going to talk about that. I want to know, how you did that. But she attributes her firm's success to delivering a superb client experience and being her client's partner in business, not just a voice in the legal expertise, but having, you know, being able to catch blind spots in profitability, operations, and her client's mindset around it all. And after hundreds of hours of coaching clients through their toughest business challenge, Sloan has sold her firm to pursue her heart's calling. And she's now the core beliefs consultant to ambitious women who are ready to expand beyond conventional possibilities and live fully while creating even more success in business. And she calls this the new business paradigm. And so Sloan, let's talk about the new business paradigm and what it really does take, to make such a transformation.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, Mary Jo. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And, you know, the new business paradigm is really based on this idea that we're starting to wake up to, and I would love to share my own personal story of really waking up to this idea that the way that we've been taught to have success in business really isn't serving us fully anymore. So let me get a little more clear on what that means. Mm-hmm. The way I was taught to create success in business was to hustle, to do all the things, to get it done. At one point in my business, before I was working 1,000 hours a year, I was trying to do everything. I was meeting with over 300 people in the course of a year in person. I was trying to do all this marketing and the social media and all this stuff, and it just wasn't working. And I was exhausted. I really came to the point of like enough with this when I actually had a makeup artist for a photo shoot who I knew for a long time. And she's like, Sloan, if you keep going like this, you're going to look like you're 50 years old before you even turn 40. I wasn't sleeping. I was just like, I was so hungry to have success, but I just didn't really understand how to do it. And I started searching for a different way. Mm-hmm. And over time, what evolved is this idea of the new business paradigm, and the concept really being, instead of looking outward on how to create a business or how to create success or fulfillment in life or anything, really, is to start looking inward. What do I really want? Where is my inner guidance leading me? And even just a simple example of your marketing. It's like, you know, Mary Jo, we could do 50,000 things in marketing, but what really matters is like, what lights me up? Where do I feel inspired to share my message, and to whom and when and how? And when I look at it from that perspective, I can choose the one marketing piece that I'm going to focus all my attention on and really go for it, mm-hmm. and let all the other stuff fall aside, even when it feels like, oh, I see people over there doing this thing and over here doing that, and they have success. It's like this constant focus and practice to go inward for the answers instead mm-hmm. of trying to do everything and looking externally for the answers.
Yeah. It's interesting because you talked about how, you know, you were hustling and doing all the things, you know, on your, you know, way to, you know, success. And at that time in your life, how were you actually defining success?
Well, a couple ways. The first was definitely revenue in my business. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of caught around, I think at that time, my law firm, we had $300,000 in revenue, but mm-hmm. that year before I had taken home zero. So my profitability was literally zero. It might've been negative. I might've actually been going into debt. So there was that thing with finances and money. And then another big piece at that time for me, honestly, was reputation. Mm-hmm. You know, I realized I had come from a big law firm that was like, I had this prestige just because of working there. And then when I left that to start my own firm, at least in the professional world, that's kind of like going from the height of the height down to the low of the low, and like your own law firm. And so I had this thing about me then mm-hmm. that was like, I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to create this thing and be so amazing. And I had a vision for it, but it was really externally defined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then what is your new definition of success?
Definitely is having prosperity. But to me, prosperity means feeling abundant inside first mm-hmm. and the truth of that feeling. So let me actually share a little story about this. I realized several years ago that my relationship with money was definitely centered around lack and not enough. Meaning whenever I would think about money and finances, even when I would get money into my business, I would feel like, oh, well, that just has to go towards this bill and that's still not enough. And it was always this feeling of never there. And the outward projection of my internal experience was that I never actually had enough. I always have paid my bills and done that, but it was like, I wasn't saving, building wealth. I wasn't feeling abundant, and that was showing on the outside. And when I became aware of this inner world experience and started learning how to actually change it and doing the work to change it and shift it, as I started feeling inside abundant and feeling inside, I always have enough, which is the truth. I've never not paid a bill. I've never been bankrupt. I've never been out on the street. And as I started intellectualizing that first and then really embodying it, suddenly I start making different choices and I started saving a lot of money and really building wealth and really thinking of myself in a whole different way. So feeling mm-hmm. prosperous and abundant and then having an outward reflection of that in my bank account and in my assets is definitely important, but it's for me. I don't really care how it looks to other people. I don't even care what they might think or what they know or any of that. The other piece though, that's become really important that was only sideways on my revenue or on my radar before was about pleasure and fulfillment. Mm-hmm. So in my life before, I used to have just a complete separation between pleasure and business. I was actually seeking a lot of pleasure. So I've had a lot of kind of pleasure-based physical sensory experiences around the world. And I would do things like have the most exotic massage in Thailand, jump off a bridge over the Zambezi River, like have these experiences that are like heightened sensory experiences. And then that was completely separate from mm-hmm. business, where it was like being more serious and an entrepreneur and all the things I thought I needed to do. And what became apparent was in that way of thinking and being, I was actually cutting off one of my greatest powers and the resources that we have in business, which mm-hmm. actually is pleasure. And I'm going to define pleasure in a much broader term than most people would,
yeah.
which is part of pleasure in business is a sensory experience. So sometimes that might be, you know, us doing a podcast right now, and I could be just even touching my arm, noticing my physical body while we're having a cerebral conversation.
Right, right.
And it also would include being in my creativity. There's a lot of pleasure to be fully creative, to be self-expressed in business, to be noticing those things while I'm doing business. And the energetics of pleasure and excitement and enthusiasm are tied into the fire and the passion and the, you know, energy mm-hmm. in business and creating in business. So for me now, I would say, to answer your question, success has become much more of a 360 degree view of life and how I'm being that really includes pleasure, profits, and purpose. Mm. So now I'm tied into my purpose in a whole new way, which is, I think of as being on my purpose path.
Yeah. Meaning
in all areas of my life, I'm living and being as much as I'm conscious of doing the things that are from my higher self rather than just what I think I should do or what looks good to other people or what they might want to hear.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And it's so interesting because, you know, like to really distill it down, what it sounds like is the big difference with, you know, the, let's call it the old paradigm of success versus the new paradigm of success, is that the old one was more external, you know, how is this going to look, doing, versus the new paradigm, which is more internal. It's about, you know, tapping into that pleasure and purpose. And, you know, then who am I being as I am doing this? And then that leads to the abundance and prosperity.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest indicators of where a person is falling, or that I use to really measure, like, where am I landing in the old paradigm versus the new, is really, how am I in this moment feeling? Mm-hmm. Because I think in the old paradigm, and my experience was that I always had this idea, when I get to somewhere else, when I get to this revenue, when I get to this experience, when I have this team, when I have, you know, something, I'm then going to be able to relax, or I'm going to feel prosperous, or I'm going to have something that I don't have now. Mm. And of course, you and I know mm-hmm. that goal line is always moving.
Right, right.
There is only right now. So the new paradigm focuses on, who do I need to be in this moment? And actually, what things do I need to shift, move, let go of, redesign, any of that, so that I can be feeling good in this moment currently? Mm-hmm. Because the way that you feel on the journey is the way you feel when you reach the destination.
Right. Because the journey is in part the destination, right?
It is, yes, all we have, actually.
Right.
The final destination of death.
But right.
Yes, it's all we have, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I love that. That's awesome. And so then, what was the one defining moment that really led you to this awareness?
You know, it actually happened about 3-ish years ago, mm-hmm. where I was at a beach in Mexico, and I was at this beautiful resort with kind of like very quaint and charming, amazing food. And we were there with a group of friends. And to be honest with you, Mary Jo, for a long time in my life, I had visioned this life that I was in this moment living, which was having a great business. I was there with my partner. We were there with a really cool group of friends who traveled together and do great things together. And I realized while I was there that I was so lonely, and actually I just had this total clarity that things were not right somehow. Mm. I had actually created this whole life that was exactly what I had envisioned. I had created it on purpose over the course of the previous 5 years. And in that moment, I was like, this isn't it. This isn't right. And I didn't fully understand at that time why that was. I knew some of the pieces that weren't working, mm-hmm. but On that trip, I decided to work with a coach, and within that was a commitment to ending my relationship. And I actually ended up putting all of my friendships on hold after that for about 4 months, where I took this period of time to really look at who have I become? What happened that my life was like on the outside looking so great, and it was just what I thought I wanted, but it was not. It was like I had aimed my arrow at something and hit the target, and it was wrong. And what I realized from there was I had built this life that was based on a series of good enough compromises. So for example, in my relationship, I have wanted for a long time to be in a relationship that was based in growth and that was like going deeper and exploring the depths of intimacy. And this relationship wasn't that, but it was a lot of other things I really wanted. And I was like, you know what? This is good. This is really good. And I convinced myself and everyone around me, I was just like, yeah, this is good. This is what I want. And then with friendships, it was like, not the deepest connection that I wanted. With my assistant at the time, such a great guy who was supporting me, phenomenal human, and yet he just could never quite get there with me. It was never quite enough of the support that I needed, but I was like, God, he's so committed to me, and he's really like a great person, a full yes for me. And I just, so imagine it was like all these little pieces, some actually really big, some really small, put together, created a life where it was like, this isn't me. And even more importantly, I wasn't in my greatness because I wasn't making the hard choice that may have felt in the short term harder to let go of someone, to not choose to do those plans, to, you know, any of that. I wasn't making the harder choice that my higher self was guiding me towards in the moment in the name of, yeah, but this is really good.
Yeah.
And what I came to realize was that most people are living a life that's like with some thorns in their side, with some pains, and not everybody has to have such an extreme situation of coming to like hitting a wall and coming to a complete stop that I did. But there's so many people who know I'm meant for something much bigger than this. I know I can have more impact. I know I could have deeper love and presence. I know there's more for me. And it's in these like some small and some large transgressions against ourselves that we end up creating a life that's like the arrow isn't hitting the mark.
Right. Or the arrow is hitting the mark, but the mark was wrong.
The mark was wrong. The mark was an illusion. Yeah, it was an illusion that the thing was to have, you know, for me, a partner where we traveled the world, where we have all this kind of friends and this external setup, when what I actually really want at the core is a whole new experience of intimacy with a man. And so it's like sacrificing these little things then causes this feeling of like, I'm not there, or I keep hitting a wall or a ceiling. I can't, for some reason, can't elevate beyond this place in my business. And when I was really willing to not only start to make different decisions, but also look at the honest truth about myself and why I was making those choices, I was empowered to then start making the different choices to really change my life and to step onto my purpose path in all areas of my life that then completely changed everything. I shifted the focus of my business. You know, that was another area. I had had marketing people that were like, well, market to lawyers and helping them build their business, you know, their law firms over $1 million because you've done that and you sold your firm and it's easy. And I was like, okay, that's great. Rather than, again, going within, who do I want to really help? What am I going to do? So shifting all of these things in my life, that there's a middle period that feels like walking through a fire, that feels uncomfortable, that we were talking about earlier, feels like a lot of chaos.
Yes. Yes.
But when you're willing to be brave enough to look at those things and the truth of what you really desire, and then start to make different choices, life feels so joyful. It feels so much easier. And it really feels like I don't want to be anywhere else. I know I'm aligned with my purpose path. I feel like I'm fire with life, even though do I have every single thing dialed in my life and my world exactly the way I want? No, that's still always a moving target. And I don't feel like I'm lacking anything in this moment now. Mm-hmm. And that is such a gift and a beautiful way to live that now I guide other people in living life from that place.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And how long did it take for this transformation for you?
Well, it's definitely been a process. Mm-hmm. And I would say the toughest part was about 6 months. Mm-hmm. I went through some real depths of loneliness. I went through some real, like, looking at hard things to see about myself, including kind of the way that the hardest actually for me was the way I had been showing up as a mom, seeing some of the truth of blind spots that I had about myself and who I thought I was. Yeah. And then at some point, the what I call cleanup from the previous decision-making process, which for me was really making decisions out of fear. Mm-hmm. At some point when I started really making decisions from my highest self or from love, vision, possibility, the cleanup from the decisions made in fear becomes easier. And also there's just less to clean up. And I would say a year after I started that process, I really arrived in a place where it's like, I don't have problems in my life. I have challenges just like every human on this planet, but there's nothing to experience of. There's not dramas. There's not problems. It's just flowing with life.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, you know how you had that one defining moment when you knew, okay, now it's time to really take a look, stop and take a look at what I'm doing and why. What moment, if you had one, made you realize, wow, I have completely changed and now I am living on purpose and, you know, really flowing with life and love who I'm being and like, you know,
yes.
Is there one moment when you kind of were like, wow.
Yeah. You know, the first thing that comes to mind was I had been studying and reading about manifestation and, you know, the secret and all that stuff for years. And intellectually I believed in it. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't really applied it in my life up until this point. I had still been creating from my efforts and working in the 3D physical world. And there was this point actually with working with my coach where we were talking about money. And this was a part where I was exploring my money mindset and how I actually felt about it. And we went through this whole process where she was like, have you ever actually had a real problem with money? And I was like, no, you know, I've had a lot of mental stress about it, but no, not a real actual problem. She's like, what if you just decided right now that you'll never think fear-based thoughts about it again? And at that moment, I decided I was going to do a test. So the test was, I'm going to go for this. I'm going to commit to myself that any fear-based thoughts that arise around money, from here for the rest of time, I'm just going to shift into either, wouldn't it be nice if, you know, that's a something I learned from Esther Hicks in her books, or if I can, into actually feeling, envisioning, and being in the place that of abundance and feeling great about money. And when I know 100% I've shifted this inside of me, then I'm going to test, okay, I did it. I know for a fact I never allowed fearful thoughts about money and see where I am financially. And so I started this process and I did it for about 45 days. And ever since that point, I remember there was a moment where I knew I had changed my story inside of me about money, not just in my mind, but like fully changed how I saw it, how I felt about it, my experience about it. And over that time period, I ended up 4X-ing my revenue and my business. And I just, everything changed, even in beyond the actual physical money coming and how I felt in terms of abundance. And it was that moment when I realized the power that I have, that we have in how we think and what we experience on the inside, that I was like, I am a changed person. This, wow, this power and this awareness of how powerful I really am was able to be revealed once I cleared away a lot of the drama and fear and just the other stuff that I had been experiencing before.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's a powerful story. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this new business paradigm. You were starting to run a little short of time. So I just want to, what is really key to know about this?
So the new business paradigm is based first on being in alignment with your purpose path. And what I mean by it is, let's say you're running a law firm, but inside you're thinking about, oh, I might want to do a different type of clients, or I might want to become a coach, or there's that little seed of desire that's happening inside of you. What a lot of people do, and I've done this myself, is I got this successful business running. I have this little seed of desire, but you know what? I don't think I'm going to focus on that right now. I'm going to focus on making this into a seven-figure firm. And you're trying to go for something that your inner guidance is like a no for, or a no in this way for. And then you get confused about, why isn't this happening? I'm working so hard. I'm doing all the right things, whatever. But what's really happening is you're not following your inner guidance. And fortunately, sometimes it may feel unfortunately in the short term, our inner guidance is, in my experience, leading towards more growth. It's not leading towards what your ego self or your smaller self is like, I want this. I want to have $1 million this. I want that thing. So it's first being in alignment with your purpose path. Then it is really getting clear on your vision. And the piece of the visioning that I focus on that's a little different than many is the vision has to be based on those bursts of excitement and inspiration that you have inside. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have the whole picture painted and you know every element and every aspect. I found a lot of times when people focus on the vision like that, it's created more from your intellect or from what society has told you you want, rather than what you're really willing and ready and able to go after. So your vision and what you have right now might just be to go live abroad for 2 months. And for some reason, you're being guided to do that. And that's going to illuminate the next step in your path, or you're going to have some growth there that then gives you the power to step into some bigger aspect of your vision or something else.
Right.
And then from there flows the business strategy parts, including building a phenomenal team, you know, getting your business ready to sell, regardless of whether you're wanting to sell it or not, because of the power that comes with your systems and you stepping away from the business in that manner. Really cultivating mastery and leadership and creating spaciousness in your life. And then within that, so the core of the new business paradigm is what I'm going to call having a phenomenal relationship with yourself. And I call myself a core beliefs consultant because what I've come to realize is that there are five core beliefs that every person really has to embody and master in their lives for all of this to be flowing, for all of this to be working, and to really be in a place to co-create powerfully with life, which is the name of the game in the new business paradigm.
Awesome. Wow. Okay. And so if people wanted to follow up with you, how would they be able to, you know, what's the next step for them?
The best way is for us to connect on social media. So I'm Sloan, one name only on Facebook, easy to find. And then on Instagram, Heart and Sloan.
Okay. Yeah. And if we had more time, I would ask you about the one name Sloan. Maybe we'll do that again another time.
Yeah, I would love it.
Okay. Awesome. So what's one wisdom, piece of wisdom that you want to leave people with today?
I would love to share that if you really want to transform your life, if you have something else that you really desire for yourself, The fastest way that I know to make that happen is to give yourself experiences as the already up-leveled version of yourself. Mm. So one of those experiences that I had many years ago was I went with a coach on a trip to Belize, and it was a lot of growth and details with that. But the experience there was we had our own place with our own butler, with everything you could ever want, with, you know, it was rather luxurious. But the thing that I got from that experience was an awareness, like an embodied awareness of, this is actually me, a person who would go on a trip like this. And it allowed me to see myself in a different light, even though I had experienced business travel and, you know, luxury travel. This was a whole new level. And it really shifted things for me. Another aspect is, you know, how you treat yourself. So let's say you go on a group excursion in Italy. Being there and feeling your relationship with yourself that, oh, look what I would do for myself. Look how I treat myself. Look how I act in the world, in this life with me, is a really powerful way to change the way you see yourself, which of course is required for any real transformation.
Mm. Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you, Sloan, for sharing. I mean, we've covered so much ground, you know, from everything from what that new business paradigm is, you know, with the five core beliefs that are so important, up-leveling yourself, and also that whole idea of, you know, what one version of success looks like. That's all about the doing and the external, you know, parameters around it. And then that new vision of success that grounds this paradigm about really who am I being, and, you know, internally, what is it that really sparks my joy and what is my purpose? And then from there flows that new business paradigm. That's really beautiful. And thank you for sharing about your journey and your transformation, and also for really helping paint a picture of what that may look like. You know, it's not all puppies and roses. You know, it's, you know, if you're really going to change, it takes courage and patience and perseverance and really being able to tap into that purpose. And so I thank you for sharing that with everybody as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You are so welcome. I'm Mary Jo Rathgeb, life transition coach and founder of Creative Directions for Living. I'll meet you at the crossroads where creativity and courage await.